biohacking the female hormone system, not only by understanding, but learning to cycle sync each phase in order to achieve our dream body, goals, relationships, and career. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to my channel. Today, we have such an information-packed episode for you, and I am super excited to bring this forth to every single one of you because not only am I super passionate, but I'm super educated on this topic. And although I'm not a doctor or an alternative health expert of any sort, I have learned to not only cycle sync my own mind and body and soul with the female hormone cycle, but have seen it work in a lot of my clientele base as being a personal trainer. Today's episode will talk a lot about cycle syncing, not only with nutrition, but along with movement and how we can excel in each realm. I have discovered during my time of educating myself on the female hormone cycle that it is not taught enough and it is not elaborated enough. Women in general are so complex. I don't think complexity is a negative at all. I think it is only our advantage to uniqueness and beauty, and we need to learn to embrace it. So I'm here today to tell you that being a woman is not all that bad. And honestly, if you change your perspective, it is one of the most beautiful things on this earth. We are not only a portal to give life, but we are a portal to change life. We, just as nature, change and go through phases and seasons, and we are the most closely tied to nature and God itself. Stick with me till the end to truly digest and intake all of this information and learn how to embrace your womanhood. All right, my beautiful souls, before we hop into anything, we have to understand the hormones that take place in the menstrual cycle and how they work. The first and very most hormone that we all know is estrogen. Estrogen plays a vital role in regulating the centralized system of the hormone cycle. Our estrogen levels rise in the first half of our cycle, which we will hop into later. The second hormone is progesterone, which is produced by the ovaries as well, but follows ovulation. This is reaching its peak in the second half during the luteal phase. This hormone's main function is to prepare and fertilize in preparation for pregnancy. And obviously, if conception does not occur, then it declines and therefore restarting our cycle back to the menstruational phase. We have two other hormones that I'm not going to be covering because, again, I'm not a doctor or a hormone specialist of any kind, and I don't want to give in the wrong information of them, but we have FSH and LH. These play a vital role, but I would highly suggest doing your own research. And if you're interested in doing your own research, down in the description, I will link not only books that have helped me get to the knowledge that I am today, but also podcasts or any peer-reviewed articles that I have found that have assisted me in my journey of becoming and understanding womanhood. So before hopping into the four seasons of the menstrual cycle, we have to understand some misconceptions about the menstrual cycle in general and the hormone cycle within the female body. The number one is people think there's four phases: the menstruation, follicular, ovulation, and luteal phase, but technically there's only two main phases, and underneath those two main phases, we break off into sectors or seasons. Now, some doctors may still use the word phase, and honestly, it's not the end of the world if you don't really understand how they work and how they're not phases, but just understand that it is a misconception. And I would highly suggest during this video writing down, grabbing a journal, grabbing a piece of paper, a pen, a pencil, and writing down the information I'm about to give you. Most of this information, yes, is generalized and has not been like 100% tested on every single female. It's just the generalized statements of females as a whole. So again, you're going to have to do your own research to really learn and adhere to your specific being and your specific body. Another misconception is that periods are bad or periods are gross or we shouldn't talk about being a woman. Wrong. I love being a woman, and for the longest time, I felt so out of touch of who I was and lost. And if you're a girl watching this today and you also feel that way, you're not alone, and it's okay to go through these periods of loss and periods of confusion with who you are. But at the end of it, remember that being a woman and being complex is not a bad thing, and it's beautiful in its own essence, and you have to learn to embrace it, and that's why I'm here today. So without further ado, let's hop into the menstrual cycle and these sections. All right, let's break down each section and let's digest it to not only enhance our experience as a female, but reach our highest selves and our highest being. The best and most effective way that I learned this was by correlating our seasons and our sections of each phase to the seasons of nature. We have winter, spring, summer, and fall, and they align perfectly with the female hormone cycle. So to start our cycle as a whole, we have to start with the first season, which is winter, aka the menstruation phase. This phase lasts anywhere from 1 to 7-ish days. In my personal experience, my periods are a little bit lighter and shorter, so I'm around the 3-mark period. But again, you have to learn your body, and yours may be longer. It may be 10 days, it may be 5 days. You have to adjust accordingly. Menstruation is the shedding of the uterine lining, which of course correlates with the bleeding that we experience during our period and along with the period cramps that we experience. Winter itself sheds and prepares for new beginnings, so we correlate in that sense. Along with winter, it's cold and everyone wants to stay inside and stay warm. You're probably going to experience the same things during your menstruation phase. You might be more reserved, less social, and you'll probably want to stay home, cuddle up in your bed, watch a movie, or put a heating pad on. During winter, we know that like the sun sets really early and it's dark, so brain fog occurs, emotional states occur, and this is just a great time to like sit down, journal, and self-reflect. I notice that in myself when I just like sit in my own environment and my own essence and light a candle and just maybe meditate or journal, I find that I connect with myself a little bit more than I typically would, and it's very calming and eye-opening for me. Winter, we obviously still want to move and give our body the attention that it needs and it deserves. Movement will look a little bit different in the winter phase. Typically during our period, our body is more fatigued than normal, so we want to really implement slow movements. This is a slow period in time, so we're going to want to move slowly. We're gonna want to leave the weights. I know, girls that love to lift, I also love to lift. You're not gonna want to lift super heavy. Lifting super heavy can just make you more prone to injuries or muscle tears, and we don't want to put our bodies in those situations. I suggest if you still must lift, use very, very light movements, very, very light weights. Try to stay away from heavy compounds. So for my lifting girlies, this could be a great week to just deload and kind of take a few steps back. Personally, my exercise format looks like a lot of yoga, Pilates for the first 2 days, and then after the first 2 days, I like to implement some light walking along with some light weight movements and functional mobility. Nutrition-wise, our bodies are really like compact and we want to reserve as much energy and warmth, so we're gonna opt for more warm things, just like winter. Soups, hot chocolates, these are all great, along with digestible foods. Our body is not only compact, but it's just using a lot of energy already, so we don't want to put more energy into digesting foods. Salads and kales and greeny leafy vegetables are not great for this period. I would opt more for things that are soft, like squash, pudding, jello, soups. Again, these are all great for this period. We want to be implementing nutrition through every single period to optimize our experience as a whole, but we have to kind of correlate what we need to intake during each phase. And you're going to learn throughout this video that every single phase is very different. Also really recommend staying hydrated during your menstruation phase, because not only does every phase deserve a good intake of water, but this phase especially, it can help with cramps. It can help with maybe giving some liveliness back into your skin or your hair. So intake in water is super crucial. All right, so the second season. Underneath follicular, we've already covered menstruation, and now we have the follicular season itself, which is better known as spring. In nature, we awaken to a new essence of like being and newness. And we're really just like glowing and radiating. Our skin looks good, our hair is good, and motivation is at an all-time high. Ladies, whether you own a business, whether you're in school, whether you're just working at a job, whatever it is, you're going to be motivated during this week and you're going to have new creative ideas. During this period, I love to do things that help the flow and channeling my inner creativity. So going outside, going for runs, painting, whatever your craft is, I would really turn inward and try to channel as much as you possibly can. Along with that motivation, as you can guess, motivation is going to be high in our fitness aspect. So really utilize this and you can do new movements. We're less vulnerable, so we're open to training in different ways. Weights, bring the weights back in, bring the weights back in. This is where we're going to hit PRs, and this is also where we're going to see jumps in our activity levels. We're going to feel less bloated, and we're just going to feel better in our own like being, so therefore we can move in more ways than one versus winter, where we're more vulnerable and we want to be compact. I suggest, of course, weights. Running is also super great in this phase, and kind of hybrid training is something I would also put out there if any of you are looking to switch up your current split. For foods, as you can guess, since spring is rolling around, we want something fresh. Things are starting to blossom, things are starting to grow, so fresh foods are great. I'm always an advocate for whole foods, but during this period especially, we're gonna want fresh veggies, fresh fruit, and fresh produce as a whole. Things like red meat, chicken, salmon, or ground turkey are also great alternatives for getting your protein in. Those 6 to 14 days roughly are our spring season, where we're really just open and we're radiant and we're blooming and we're glowing. So again, ladies, utilize this season. If you are taking notes right now, literally write utilize next to the season, because I am a huge advocate for not only embracing movement and embracing health during this sector, but becoming your highest being and optimizing that motivation, whether it's in your career, your relationships, or if you like to content create, get in front of the camera. You know, you're more open to being adventurous and you're more open to networking. So put yourself out there during this season. All right, we are now at phase 2. So we have just finished the follicular phase. We're done with that, baby. Now we're in the luteal phase. The first portion of the luteal phase is ovulation. Ovulation is typically, and again, this is going off multiple research articles and videos and books, it's typically anywhere from 24 hours to 72 hours. Some women tend to stay in ovulation for 5-ish days, but I notice in my own body that I'm there for about 3 days. So summer and ovulation correlate beautifully because, as we know, ovulation kind of gives these surges of sexiness and inner being and inner connectedness. And along with that, the season of fertilization. This is when our body is in peak fertility, which means estrogen has now dropped and it's prepared us for ovulations. Ladies, please use protection. Like I've said multiple times, we move with nature. So in nature, summer is, sun is burning hot, we're sweaty, we're feeling good. So movement is going to look super fun. I don't love the word feminine, but if I were to use it, it would correlate perfectly with summer. During the summer season, we're in touch with our feminine side. So movement can be anything from yoga. I still incorporate weights. I still incorporate functional movements, kettlebell movements. But I've also heard things like pole dancing or swimming or things that really just get you in tune with your body are great during this ovulation phase. Food, as you can guess, is going to be on the more like cool side. Since it's summer, we want cool and fresh foods. I usually love to like make sandwiches during this period. I love and crave ice cream or frozen yogurt. So your food is gonna kind of be like the spring sector, but I would incorporate even more fruits and veggies than normal. Along with all of that, you're gonna wanna up your hydration as well, because you're gonna be moving probably more than you would in the winter, spring, or fall months. All right, we have our last season, which is autumn, as you can guess, and this is the luteal season. So as underneath luteal, you can write luteal for the last sector of our complete 4 seasons. This season is 15 to 28 days ish long, usually wrapping up your cycle. Now, fun little fact, if you don't get your menstrual cycle again, and I am a great example of this. I get irregular periods, and sometimes I go 2 to 3 months without getting my menstrual cycle. So if that is the case, I'm going to be in the luteal phase until I bleed again. Progesterone has officially reached its height and is now declining again since there has been no pregnancy or fertilization that's occurred. So here we tend to experience the famous PMS, the premenstrual syndrome. And we all love PMS, yes. Of course, this is not the most beautiful portion of being a woman, but we can learn to embrace it for the best. PMS has side effects like mood swings, bloating, fatigue, and food cravings. For movement, since we are kind of going back to that darker phase where the leaves are falling, the sun is setting early, we want to still incorporate weights. I personally still incorporate weights. Some people might argue that, but I just do it on a conscious level. If my body's really tired one day, then I don't lift. Also implement a lot of walking during this phase. Walking's great in every phase, but if you are lifting on the days that maybe you're tuning into your body or you're listening to your body, go for a walk. Enjoy the outdoors, enjoy this phase, and try to bring some enlightenment to this season in general. There is a reason for PMS, and there's a reason that we crave a lot of these high carb foods, and that's because our body needs glucose to function, so the carb increase is very vital. I'm incorporating a lot of rices, potatoes, sweet potatoes, noodles here because our body needs those carbs in order to sustain energy. Think of it this way, since we are correlating our bodies to nature so much, you all know that bears or any type of animal in the winter goes out, scavenges for a bunch of food, and then it goes and hibernates. Autumn is the perfect time for our bodies to do just that. We're kind of saving up for that menstruation phase, so that's why we need a little bit more carbs. Also, being conscious of what you're eating during this time, of course, it's great to indulge in like pizzas and burgers and all this and that, but we really do want to take care of our body at the end of the day. So being conscious and of course allowing ourselves to indulge and have those cravings, but also reaching those nutritional needs that our body desires. As a woman, diet, self-connection, self-reflection, and our relationships play such a role on who we are, along with understanding that, yeah, we are complex, but we're women and we have the power to make not only changes in ourselves, but changes in the world around us. You should be proud of yourself for not only educating you, but also learning more about women as a whole. And also, if you're a male here, you're very, very welcome to this side of this community. I love when men are ambitious about learning their woman or their sisters or even just women in their lives, minds, bodies, and souls. And I think it's so important to not only allow us to embrace our essence, but become our highest being. So if you're here and you're a man, we love you. I appreciate everyone's support. I'm so passionate about women and movement and the mind and body and soul connections to obtain harmony within our existence in this life. If you enjoy, subscribe, like, and stay tuned for more episodes to come on the mind, body, and soul connections. Also, check out the description for more information on topics we talked about today. Until next time, my love is with you. Blessings. That's for you. I'm in that, that's for you. I just blew a truck or two.